Oh, this second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I don't know what it is about me, but I have a hard time getting into second albums. You know, people who come out with second albums, because I love their first one so much. That was the case with Big Red Barn. I thought their first album was so cool. And they told me their second album was just an extension of the first. And they're right. It just, for some reason, it's like I couldn't give up how cool that first album was. It's kind of hard for me. I wonder if it's just a, this is like a therapy thing, you suppose? Maybe I ought to go do something about it. Anyway, the point being that the second album is just as good, if not better, because the band has evolved and they've spent so much time performing together now that they do an incredible job. Big Red Barn, if you ever have a chance to see them, you should. They do the Northwest some. They're all doing their own musical thing. Kevin Brown and Patrick Clawson and Charlie Gerson and Charlie Gerchi and Ken Glaster. He's got a solo album out that he should have sent me, but he didn't. Big Red Barn, good stuff, good stuff, good stuff.
whistles. I got a bird that sings. My little bird can whistle. Baby, my bird can sing. But without Corina, it sure don't mean a doggone thing. So long, Corina, Corina. Well, baby, where you been so long? I ain't had no loving. Now, baby, since you've been gone.
Fires burn so low. There's a bottle in my mirror, there's a bottle in my hand. I might be seeing double, I'm not sure I can stand. The answer to this question that I pour into the glass is a moment of reflection that probably won't last. Thousand good excuses for the man I seem to be. The man who sits here drinking with his reason and his rhymes. He is not what you are thinking, he's just having a good time. Secrets, it told me all its lies. Yeah, that bottle in my mirror sure can cut me down to size. But there are things I don't remember, words I can't recall. There are nights I'm not sure how I ever made it home at all. But that bottle in my mirror, it always sees me through. Tonight it begs a question, just who's drinking who? I don't know when to quit. And my problem with indifference is I just don't give a damn. I am what I am, and I'm more than I will be. Cause that bottle in my mirror holds a better half of me.
Tiny dreams and the world's so wide. I'm always looking for that other side. When you're at home, sweet home, I'm on the drive. Tell me true, tell me, do you know why I do the things that I do? Yeah. A little drop of rain in the ocean blue. A little drop of me for a little drop of you. Stay, tell me true. Tell me, do you know why I do the things that I do? Oh, oh, I never seem to be enough for myself. I keep running around in tiny circles, doing all this stuff. So here I am out in the world alone. You know, I feel kind of small, and I feel like I never should have gone. A little ray of sun, it hits the planet floor. Little ray of love, darling, open up your door. I got all I need right there in your bed. I gotta lose the rest of the stupid shit I carry in my head. Tell me true, tell me, do you know why I do the things that I do? Great tone. And here's the bass solo.
Little puffy clouds in the big blue sky, little tiny dreams in this world so wide. I'm always looking, gonna stop my looking for the other side. I'm gonna take this car home and park it and you'll drive. Tell me true, tell me do you know. Things that I do, yeah. Thank you.
was such an eclectic bunch, that Big Red Barn group. I mean, a Big Red Barn itself can't be. Well, I suppose it could be if you really want to get metaphorical about it. These guys are amazing, the Big Red Barn. And they do so many different styles and different types of things, and they have so much fun doing what they do. And in between, speaking of a person who has fun doing what she does, Jen Adams, a couple of cuts from her live album, which came out many, many, many years ago. I don't even know if she's touring anymore. She was actually at Tumbleweed last year. She signed up for Tumbleweed, and I think she should have gotten a main concert spot myself, because she's so good, and she's a good draw. Jen Adams has been around for a long time. So if you get a chance to see her, if she rolls into your neck of the woods, you should do that. Alrighty? Keeping the music coming here, just keeping it rolling. I'm Dan Marr, and this is Inland Folk. I like it when people combine Celtic and bluegrass and make it sound a little more progressive and some things like that. The Poozies in that set, along with the La Bus Molina, and lots and lots and lots of good stuff in this now. And you know what? We still have a whole half a show to go. Alrighty? Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We have to take a little bit of a break, but we are coming back. You just hold your horses, because we're coming back, because it's all good stuff and it's worth waiting for a minute-long break, okay? Here we go. Coming at you now.
Support for programs comes from the Monastery of St. Gertrude's Raspberry Festival, Sunday, August 4th, with family activities, 5 and 10K fun runs, raspberry shortcake, and more. The monastery is located on Cooterville Road near Cottonwood. Details and fun run registration at myraspberryfestival.org.
Sunny today with some hazy skies. High temperatures should reach 85 in Pullman and 93 in Clarkston as the heat wave continues to dissipate. Mostly clear tonight with lows mid-40s through the 50s. Tomorrow's highs should be in the 80s up to about 90 degrees.
The time passes over, more pleasant and gay, since we've learnt a new song to drive sorrows away. Sorrows away, sorrows away, sorrows away, since we've learnt a new song to drive sorrows away. Bright Phoebus arises so high in the sky, with a red rosy cheeks and a sparkling eye. Sparkling eye, sparkling eye. If you ask me my credit, you'll find I have none. With me bottle and friend, you will find me at home. Find me at home, find me at home. Find me at home, with me bottle and friend, you will find me at home. Although I'm not rich, and although I'm not poor, I'm as happy as them that's got thousands or more. Thousands or more, thousands or more. We'll be right back.
couple of cuts from the Poozies. The Poozies, of course, it's a group that's been around for a long, long time. Shifted personnel a lot. The great Kate Rusby was part of the Poozies. And Sheilas, the group Sheilas, Mary McMaster and Patsy Seddon, they're still in it. And it's a fairly progressive group that apparently can also do some major traditional things. And they formed well in Scotland, but they've had English singers and Irish singers, and they're pretty amazing. The Poozies is the name of the group. And like I say, they've been around for a long, long time. I started, I believe, on the old Springtime, as in T-H-Y-M-E, record label, way, way back. But they weren't the Poozies then. They were something else. And then they became the Poozies. I just can't think of the name of the group at this point in time in my business. But that was probably 25 years ago. And Sheilas, what a great group. It was a harp duet. They both played harps, and they did some singing, and they developed the electric harp, and they played wire-strung harps and nylon-strung harps, and oh my gosh, Sheilas. Of course, Sheilas is the name of, a poet. Oh my goodness, the Poozies. Go back to this here.
Ali butte bershemle. Clinging to Hagar Rock out a mile from shore.
Interesting. This is from a collection. While Alan Lomax was going around doing all of his field recordings of mountain music and that kind of thing, there was a little later than that, there were some folks from Great Britain who came over and did the same thing and collected Appalachian music and released it in a basically what is now a four-volume set. And it's, again, field recordings of old folks doing mountain music, only this is edited and compiled from more of the European point of view, if that means anything in this case. It's pretty cool, actually. And there's, like, say, two sets of it. And so four CDs total. It's pretty interesting. And before that, Bill Jones, Belinda. Bill Jones, who's of mixed parentage. She has an Indian father and an English mother. And she's got a couple of, I think in America, there are only like three or four albums out of hers. She has an amazing voice, Bill Jones, and kind of a really cool way of doing traditional English songs. And she writes, and it's pretty neat. This is a double album, and it's quite fun. Bill Jones is her name.
I'll make for your daddy his favorite meal. Though he's a long time away on the keel, we'll dance a slow waltz and a homecoming reel, and I'll have a kiss from my Johnny. Hey away, my own sleepy child. Hey away, lie still for a while. Hey away, just dream. With a smile for tomorrow, we'll both see your daddy. My little one, you've got your daddy's fine chin. It'll soon be the time to get breakfast fried. I'll sweep the ash from the coaly fireside. Then on your daddy's knee you'll take a ride when he comes home to mammy.
Bill Jones, B-I-L, Bill Jones on Compass Records. We'll hear one more from her in the third hour of the show. We're bringing up the Rankin family. Now, you know what that means. It means that when we bring up the Rankin family, it means that we're just about done with this hour. Okay, we bring them up during the first and second hour. This is from their first album called The Rankin Family. I think it's still available on their website. I also think this cut can be found on an album called Souvenirs, and you can find it there. It's not indicative of the harmonies that the Rankin family normally does, but it is a good song. My Faithful Fair One is the name. It's in the Scots Gaelic. They are from Nova Scotia, the Rankin family. And about every 5 weeks, somebody inquires about it. So I'm giving you the lowdown. They have a website, the Rankin family, R-A-N-K-I-N. And you go look them up and you can find out all kinds of stuff. There are interviews and everything of the Rankin family. It's pretty cool. I saw them at, I think, Whelan's. It's either Donahue's or Whelan's in Dublin way, way back in 93. And at that point, they only had two albums out. And then they were sort of Canadian ambassadors, Nova Scotian ambassadors all across. They did things like the Pan American Games and things like that. They actually made it onto the Prairie Home Companion, and it's some really cool stuff. Raylene Rankin died of cancer it'll be a year ago October, I believe. And of course, what was his name? John Morrison. He died in a car accident, went over a cliff. So they've lost some folks over the years, but they're still making it. Cookie Rankin's on one of Natalie McMaster's albums. Heather Rankin's all over the place. Some of them did a little bit of off-Broadway stuff. Pretty cool. Ready? Email me at dsanddanielmaherwsu.edu. You call me at 509-332-5047. And I will get back to you. Promise, promise, promise. We have an whole third hour to go. So you hang on, because we're coming right back. You just hold your horses, because we are coming back. Yes, we are.
We return to the mountains of North Carolina and the Swannanoa Gathering this week on the Thistle and Shamrock. My guests are two American artists, each of whom followed a path to Ireland to discover their musical passions. Music and conversation this week from Brian O'Hert of the band Bua and from the duo Little Windows, Julie Glaub.
Be sure to join Fiona Ritchie for the Thistle and Shamrock in just about an hour at 2 o'clock, following the final hour of Inland Folk with Dan Marr. I'm Bruce Bradbury. Thanks for joining us this Saturday.
Northwest Public Radio's events calendar at nwpr.org is a resource of information on community endeavors, such as the Kiwanis Club of Pullman's Stuff the Bus School Supply Drive, August 8th through 10th. This year, more than 1,500 Palouse area families will need back-to-school assistance. A list of needed supplies is at pullmankiwanis.org.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston, KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood, also on translators K274BK 102.7 Kamiaikuski, K265DX 100.9 Enterprise, Oregon, and K272DO 102.3 Orofino.